Good morning, this is Jason Ebro, and you are listening to Co and Meander. I'm thinking this is probably going to be the last Co and Meander that I do that's going to be put up on, Internet Archive and be, not that it's really all that, public, but, listened to one of the talks from President, from Dallin H. Oaks. And he was talking about various, well, he made reference to questions that people have that we, the LDS Church has no official doctrine on. And, then he went on to kind of, at least to my ears, that we needed to be very, well, I don't even know if careful's the right word. In our public pronouncements, we need to know that there's already a mechanism set up. We don't have to reveal, quote, more or stuff like that. If personal inspiration has come to us on topics such as that, that is for our own personal enrichment. I don't think it's really particularly to be shared. I think the basic solution is to refer people to general conference talks, things like that. My wise brother oftentimes, probably always, wiser than I am, has on a couple of occasions pretty much given me the same basic advice, which is basically to not think much on the Cohen label and probably the most kindest way he could find to say, Jason, you need to stop, you know, proclaiming this or that, or using your Cohen ancestry as some kind of position of authority. And it's like, you know what? He's absolutely right. And, it is interesting and neat that it's there. I think I've said before that I don't know what the meaning of it is, and that's true. It says to throw it out there as if it's to say something interesting is, it just probably isn't even appropriate because it isn't anything. There is already a structure set up in the world. There's church there. There is no alternative, path. I'm a guy in my past that has taken advantage of alternative certifications, things like that. But they were officially sanctioned, said, and there is no official sanction for a Cohen background. It just isn't there. So that's one of the reasons why it's like, you know, this is probably going to be the last recording under this little title. And I just need to let that go. I don't think I'll stop making recordings per se, but I'm probably going to make them under different auspice, honestly. And they're going to go in the private spaces. I'm going to need to consider my bulletin board system. It's not used by a soul. Nobody makes particular access to it. And whether I'm just, you know, right now it works really good. Well, no, it doesn't work very good, honestly, because it, I have to shut down several pieces so it can go out and when it needs to go out and get new certificates. You know, I use Let's Encrypt to get certificates for those things. I don't know if the use of the priestly blessing is really anything but showboating. To say, hey, I'm special, look what I can do. And it's like, you know, that's not interesting. None of it's really all that interesting. Much more important to continue to point people to the scriptures, their own personal study of the scriptures, their own personal following of the authorities, humbling ourselves and trying to do what we're counseled to do by those in authority over us. And I'm not one of those people. There's something special to be done with me because of my background lineage that's simply there. They can choose to be done by those who are in authority, and it has nothing to do with me. And I shouldn't even begin to profess any kind of special insights or anything like that. If I have things that come to me, that's for my own personal, that's just for me. And maybe a little bit for my family. But beyond that, no. There's not really anything there to be had. So I'm saying that this is going to be the last of these recordings. I'll put it up and I'll just ignore the fact that that's there. Imagine it'll stay up there. That's one of the purposes of the Internet Archive is to be a place where these things can go. I don't think I have anything really particularly amazing to say. Or anything that should really be said. So, I don't know much about that. I point people to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints website for whatever good or interesting outreach that is. This is that's what it is. We had a wonderful visit. Oh, it wasn't really a visit. We came to him. Had a weekend, Saturday, go off to Lubbock and see, and we had some of the church leadership come visit us, and very much, information videos about simple ways to share, to love, share and invite people to come to church. Kind of, I remember they were telling us about the, there was the old pass along cards you used to have, and now what I guess you would call virtual information. There's you can point people to the local church website. It's most of the information on it has to do with the church, but it's general. You know, our church is somewhat a centralized thing, and that's good. From a doctrinal standpoint, it keeps us from wandering too far off the path. And I have been, you know, I think I see now that I was starting to wander people off the path. That's not good. Setting myself up as if I was some kind of weird authority, which is dangerous, very dangerous. So, instead of turning on cruise control, I turned it off. Anyway, keep pointing it to other things. You can certainly discuss your personal insights among your family, intimate group. There are places to discuss that in your local church setting. Sometimes you might be invited to share that with others. And that's an appropriate place to do it. Doing it this way, I don't think is appropriate anymore. I'm coming to that realization. I'm grateful to my brother and for good insights that I have gleaned from church authorities to say that such things as I am doing are probably going off the path. So I need to repent. I need to stop doing that. And so that's it. I'm really grateful for if anybody stumbles upon these later, I hope it doesn't persuade them to go off the path. In fact, it's almost tempting for me just to pull this stuff back off of the public, sphere. I'm sure all the recordings I'm going to keep in my little private sphere where I've put them. Never really became a podcaster. When I was trying to publish it out there as a podcast, it got unwieldy fast, and I never got around to actually fixing it and making it so that I could continue to publish this. That was good. It became recordings, and then I needed just to kind of drop back and not make those public anymore. I've got some of my, not that I'm going to get off of the Internet Archive completely. You know, there are writings that I've put out there, and that's great. You know, the Wayback Machine sucks in, I think, part of my website. And in doing that, that's okay. That's okay. And so, not going to leave you with the priestly blessing. Go and read it in the book. It says, I'm not going to be making those pronouncements anymore. Those are other things, and not unless a priesthood leader says that I should, will I? So that's all for this. So we're going to close this thing out. Have a great day, and that's it. Bye.